The first slicha, Elecha Leva Nefesh, was written by Rav Elia Bar Shemaya. The slicha spells his name and then chazak, which means to be strong. The beginning exhorts us to pour out our hearts to God and repent. It uses various phrases and terms for repenting, and drawing on many verses of the Bible. From the line Rotzeh Tshuvos Tshuvas Boged V'Nishchat, the slicha then turns to God who desires our repentance. The next line, Shema Tachanun, it asks God to listen to our prayers. Finally, the slicha concludes by asking God, even if you don't accept our prayers, remember our virtuous forefathers. The next slicha, Ach Becha, was written by Rav Shlomo Bar Yehuda HaBavli. After spelling the Aleph Beis, the slicha spells Shlomo HaKatan Yagdil B'Tshuva. Shlomo the small, may he become great in repentance. The structure is four rhyming lines. After the first two lines, the third line asks God, Umadua, and why? The fourth rhyming line adds a corresponding verse. The beginning of the slicha asks God why the Jewish people are suffering in exile and oppressed by their host countries. After finishing the Aleph Beis section, the slicha argues that God is right and we are wrong because we have sinned against him. It concludes by awaiting the day when God will avenge his enemies. The next slicha, Aryeh Bayar, was written by Rav Elia Bar Shemaya as well. After its Aleph Beis acrostic, the slicha spells Elia Bar Shemaya Chazak. Elia, the son of Shemaya, may he be strong. Each stanza is divided into four parts, all of which rhyme. After three lines, the fourth line concludes using a verse of the Bible. The last word of the stanza is repeated as the first word of the next stanza. In the first two stanzas, the author speaks about his unworthiness. Then, he calls upon God to listen to him. The next slicha, Elohim Ein Biltecha, is written by a Zavadia about whom not much is known. It is also an Aleph Beis acrostic before spelling his name, Zavadia. The beginning speaks about God's power. Then, it asks God, considering his great might and power, why? Why, God, do you allow us to suffer in exile? It also speaks about the Jewish people's travails. At the end of the slicha, it asks God to listen to our prayers. Echuchal, the next slicha, was written by Rav Yitzchak Bar Sadia, who is also largely unknown. Each stanza has four parts, all of which rhyme, with every other line forming a letter of the Aleph Beis. After the Aleph Beis is finished, it spells Yitzchak Bar Sadia Chazak. Rav Yitzchak Bar Sadia, may he be strong. In each stanza, the first line begins with Eich, how. The third line begins with Vehema, them, referring to the other nations. The fourth line begins with Va'ani, and I. The beginning of the slicha speaks about how we try to worship God, but the surrounding nations try to prevent us. After speaking about the suffering of the Jewish people, it asks why other nations are prospering while the Jewish people are suffering. If God is calculating our sins, why isn't he doing the same with them? Why do the Jewish people suffer while the other nations prosper? The slicha concludes with asking God to save us and avenge those who have oppressed us. Ezrachi Me'ever HaNahar, the next slicha, is unsigned and is anonymous. It proceeds in the order of the Aleph Bet. Each half line rhymes with the end of the line. The beginning speaks about Abraham and his life before speaking about his binding of his son Isaac and being ready to slaughter Isaac due to God's command. Because of Abraham being willing to sacrifice his son to God, the slicha asks, God, please be willing to redeem your descendants because of Abraham's great deeds. The slicha concludes by calling upon God to save the Jewish people, bring the Messiah, and rebuild the temple. Be'ashmoras HaBoker, the next slicha, was written by a Rav Yitzchak, about whom also we know very little. Each stanza is divided into four parts plus a refrain. The first three lines all rhyme with each other. The fourth line rhymes with a refrain, which is the verse, Malki velokai ki elecha espalal, my God and my King, for to you do I pray. The first stanza, Be'ashmoras HaBokir, asks God to accept our prayers. The second stanza, Tzarai, asks God to take vengeance on our oppressors. The third stanza, Chai Rochev al Av Kal, asks God to judge us and our sins easily. It uses the motif of scales as if God is weighing our sins upon a scale. We ask God, even if one scale would judge us harshly, we ask God, use a scale that tilts towards our side. The fourth stanza, Komeim Aron Uvadav, asks God to rebuild the temple and avenge those who oppress us. The final stanza, Kadosh Al Kol Adon, pleads with God to ignore the Satan, our accuser, and to judge us favorably. The final slicha of the night, Adon Bina, is also anonymous. It works in an Aleph Beis acrostic with stanzas of four lines. Each has a refrain of Chatanu Tzureinu Slach Lanu Yotzreinu, we have sinned our rock, forgive us, God, who has formed us. Each line has two parts, each of which begin with the same letter of the Aleph Beis. Each half line for the two lines rhyme with each other. The last two lines of each stanza, along with their half lines, have their own rhyme scheme. The Slicha speaks about the destruction of the first temple as a result of our sins. It speaks about the destruction of the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes by the country of Assyria, and also of the destruction of the kingdom of Judah by the Babylonians. The Slicha concludes by asking God for mercy and to rebuild the temple. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and best wishes for a Gemar Chasima Tova.